USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. $5 million is the bond set for Francisco Oropesa, the man captured last night after a four-day manhunt in East Texas. As for how he was able to elude police that long...
It wasn't clear whether or not he was in Southeast Texas, another part of the state. Was he in Mexico? And it turns out that Oropesa was in the backyard of his living space the entire time.
NBC correspondent Richard Engel in East Texas also says Oropesa's longtime partner is in custody, accused of helping him while on the run. Oropesa is accused of killing five neighbors Friday night after he was asked to stop shooting his gun in his front yard. Is it a false flag operation? That's what some experts say is possible regarding Russia's accusation that Ukraine tried to kill President Vladimir Putin using a drone that crashed into the Kremlin last night. Retired U.S. Army General Stephen Twitty says the move could be Moscow's excuse to significantly escalate the war in Ukraine.
They're at the last stance here, and nothing has worked for them. So I anticipate extreme attacks on Kyiv itself and possibly attacks on the president of Ukraine.
Video shows a small drone crashing into a dome at the Kremlin, creating a small blast but doing little damage, and Putin was not in the building. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise its benchmark interest rate to 5%, which will send home mortgage rates up. Analyst Greg McBride of Bankrate.com says it's another step in the Fed's long-term goal.
What they expect to see is further credit tightening and see that impact that that's having on the broader economy and specifically bringing down inflation.
The current rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is about 7.3%. After helping people lose weight for four decades, Jenny Craig is closing its doors. It blames the inability to secure more funding. Jenny Craig employs more than 1,000 people. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-406-3498 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-406-3498. That's 800-406-3498. What do you have to lose? Call 800-406-3498. Again, 800-406-3498.
Another big school district could soon see a teacher strike. Oakland, California's public school teachers say they'll walk out tomorrow if there's no new contract. The sandwich chain Subway has been contracting. It closed nearly 600 shops last year, and it blames itself, citing outdated decor, stale menus, and all those $5 footlongs cutting into profits. Subway and its franchisees still run about 20,000 shops around the USA. Did you miss your favorite TV talk shows last night? Might have to get used to it, as a strike by TV and movie writers is underway.
Other productions like films could also be impacted depending on how long the strike lasts. The first impact is being felt by late-night talk shows that are written daily based on current events. The Late Night Show on CBS, Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC, The Tonight Show on NBC, Late Night on NBC, and Comedy Central's The Daily Show have all stopped production for now. Writers are demanding more equitable pay with the prevalence of streaming content. The last Writers Guild of America strike started in 2007, lasting 3 months. I'm Skip Kelly.
This could be the very definition of irony. The people who literally make the money aren't making as much money. The Denver Mint, maker of the coins in your pocket, says its profits are diminishing. It says the cost of making pennies and nickels is now more than it can get selling them to banks. Congress is looking at a possible relief, allowing coins to be made from cheaper metals. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Get top deals on everything you need to freshen up your yard, like the Cobalt 24-volt string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit, only at Lowe's. Was $199, now just $149. Plus, get your lawn in shape with up to $15 off select Scott's Easy Seed Lawn Repair Mixes. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Scott's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.